on Wolfspeed, you know, initially you were going to IPO it, and then you tried it, then there was almost a deal that didn't quite happen. Is it fair for us to assume that you are intent with all the actions you've outlined today that you are intent on keeping it at this point in time?
Yeah, Harsh, look, when we the Infineon deal was not approved, we made a decision then we were going to reintegrate it and run the business. Obviously, I think, you know, at some point here we're going to have a new CEO in place, and I'm sure that the board and that CEO will have discussions about what they want to do with the portfolio long term. In the near term, we have a business that has incredible demand right now. I think, you know, something that's really changed, you know, that IPO was announced a little more than 2 years ago. What really changed is over the last year, a couple major applications, really the ones that are driving it that have changed the most, is both electric vehicle and battery storage have really started to move. And silicon carbide has been a key part of both of those applications. And I'd say that is the driver that's really changed the trajectory of that business, really mostly over the last couple of quarters. So the great news is we have a growth business that has an exciting opportunity. We're going to invest in it to grow it. But I think long term, as far as, you know, what the company may do from a portfolio standpoint, that'll really be a question that would be best answered by the next CEO and the board at that time.